This is Gibraltar today, and right now we're looking ahead to a spooky event.
Good evening, fellow readers, and welcome to another episode of the Haunted Library, where we delve into the darkest corners of our supernatural shelves, bringing you spine-tingling tales and scary stories from beyond the grave. For tonight's show, we've dug up from our deadly card catalogue a collection of horrific, fantastical encounters written by the great masters of terror. So sit back as we turn down the lights and tell you some tales to chill you, thrill you, and make you chuckle darkly.
Theatre Makers bringing us six spooky stories to get us in the mood for Halloween, taking place this week, tomorrow and Thursday, Halloween itself, featuring some of the best storytellers in Gibraltar. Andrew Dark is directing the Halloween Spooktacular. And joining us in the studio now, along with Harry Kumar and Silvana Felice, thank you so much for joining us on Gibraltar today.
Well, thank you for having us. Appreciate it greatly.
So, tell us what this is all about.
What's it all about? Okay, well, this is our second venture into doing annual Halloween fundraisers. Theatre Makers likes to produce to give back to the community. And this is a show that we do in the year as an annual fundraiser. And 100% of all our ticket sales go to a chosen charity. We're doing Cancer Relief. It's a very popular charity here. And that's why we're doing a little fundraiser. And Halloween, so we're doing some classic storytelling this year. Last year we did a reproduction of a 1950s, 1940s radio show. Everybody dressed up in the 40s style and performing it in that way. This year we're actually going straight storytelling with some projections and sound effects to help out that with it. And as in last year, we did six classic ghost stories and horror stories. We're doing another six this year. But we had to up the ante because it was very successful. Mm. You've had your first jolt and now this is the sequel. So we're to pick even spookier, more bloody stories,
okay,
as it were. A little more terrifying than it was last year.
Okay, a little more terrifying than last year. So let me get this straight. So it's more storytelling.
Oh, yes.
Obviously characters within the story, but what I mean to say, like, characters will be acting along with the story?
Well, you don't really need acting out it. There's storytelling. So you tell me a story.
Yeah.
You don't go to act out. Your voice is giving you,
yes,
that thing. And that's, yes, the same thing. And the interesting thing is, that people, Michael was asking this yesterday in an interview we did with him, is that, you know, in our modern day devices all around, demanding attention and showing us pictures and examples of everything, how does that work when you storytell? Well, you know what? Just like it always has.
Yeah.
You take it away and you need to communicate to somebody. And people just talk and tell stories and embellish and give voices and draw you in. And as long as the material is good, and we have great material from Dickens through to Lovecraft, all different kinds of tales, their words, if you speak their words well, they just draw you in, just as it has for thousands of years.
Yeah. You must be brilliant round a campfire.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'd scare the jeebus out of you.
So, Silvana, what's your role in Lights Out?
I'm in three stories. My first role is a little old lady who is just mad as a hatter.
Okay.
Then I play a supreme leader who's, mad as well, I suppose.
Mad in a different way.
There's a common theme. There's a common theme.
And then, you know, I've just got a bit part in someone else's story, which, you know, another mad old lady. There's a lot of mad women.
This is why I picked Silvana. She does mad old women tremendously well.
Are you being typecast here?
No, I'm not the mad old woman in the third story. But, you know, this is quite a new venture for me because I normally do acting in the normal style.
Yeah.
But it's so focused on your vocal acting. It's, you know, it's a great change of pace.
Yeah, it must be completely different, no?
It is, and I'm a bit scared, because Andrew is a hard taskmaster.
Yes, it seems that way. But you need a bit of a bit of nerves going into a show.
Absolutely, no? It's true. They do say that if you're nervous, it's good. It's really gross as well. I mean, some of the sound effects. It's gross.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, looking forward to that. Harry, tell us a bit more about your roles in this.
Well, yes, I mean, this year is certainly a change from last year. I mean, last year, my wife very kindly murdered me, and in this year, I get to return the favour, so...
Okay, it's spoiler alert.
I mean, it's a very nice part. I do a series of parts throughout the whole show. And, yeah, it's just, as Silvana was saying, it's certainly different from the sort of acting that we would do, let's say, in pantomime or other programs. But that's why we like it. That's why we're rearing to go. And I think while some of us may be nervous, we're still very, very positive about it. And I think it's going to be a really, really great, great night. So make sure that you have some spare underwear.
Harry does a positively frightening telltale heart version.
Okay.
He tells the Poe story tremendously well.
Edgar Allan Poe, right.
Mm-hmm.
And that is both nights, tomorrow and on Thursday.
Yes.
Thursday, Halloween, I believe, because I know this theatre makers did this last year as well for cancer relief, as you mentioned, different from the storytelling aspect. I don't think you actually fell on the Halloween night itself.
No, it didn't.
Year.
It was earlier last week.
So is that, like, I don't know, an added bit of spookiness to it?
We shall find out if our spells that we've conjured in the dressing room beforehand initiate the end of the world, the apocalypse. You'll just have to come and see.
Who's the target audience, by the way? Is this to be enjoyed by kids as well as adults?
Well, the target audience is obviously adults, but also you can bring a child of 10 and above.
Okay.
We wanted to be able to, like the panto, help this be a first experience in the theatre to bring children to. Because once you've had a taste, you can't go back. It's the best stuff once you see real live, as we've been called, immersive theatre.
Yeah. I'm bringing my kids, so hopefully, you know.
Yeah.
I'm a bit worried about what they're going to be.
You can kidnap some children and bring them if you'd like to, as long as you buy a ticket.
I've prepared them for the grossness and the fact that I might die a few times.
Okay. But this is all, again, I'm just visualising here, this is all... You dying in the form of the story being told, not kind of like acted out.
Oh, yeah, I've not even thought of that. Oh, my goodness.
There is no real blood, but we do speak a lot of blood and violence through the evening. And there are many spooky, scary scenarios. But that's the lovely thing, is it is just our voices.
Mm.
There is some nice ones, some nice endings.
Romantic?
We shall find out.
Well...
There are different styles of stories.
But it's nothing better than a Halloween romance, in my opinion.
Yeah, there's different styles of stories. You've got, like, Twilight Zone stories as well that give you a different kind of feel with characters, where a character is found in a very unusual situation in life as you're playing, right? And then one of our actresses, Roseanne, is getting a very spooky night call from something or someone.
Okay. How have rehearsals been going?
Good. They're frantic because to get really good voices, I can't get them for very long periods of time. So it's our rehearsals are literally crammed in my house to save money. I mean, it's like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
We've just done 10 days rehearsals to get it up.
Any kind of like strange noises, odd goings on? I hear the rumors that Ince's Hall could well be haunted. Have you experienced anything like that?
Every theatre has the legend of being haunted.
Silvana says no.
I've not experienced anything, but people keep trying to convince me.
Oh, really? What are they telling you? We can't repeat on radio.
I put it out of my mind.
Okay, fair enough. Well,
I don't like spreading those.
There was that lovely Janito show they did last year, Ghosts of the Incest Hall.
Yes, that's real. Yeah, that was a good one. So you mentioned all the money going towards cancer relief.
Yes.
I think, am I right in saying £15 for adults, £10 for...
It's £10 for students and £10 for pensioners.
Okay. And all that 100% going to cancer relief.
100% goes to it,
Amazing. And if anyone does want to go getting...
Just go to buy tickets, GI, or you can just pay on the door. We'll take monies.
Okay, and are you able to tell us what stories there'll be? Is that to be told on the night?
No, I can tell you the stories now. All right, get my little notebook out.
Why not?
All right, our first one is The Signalman by Charles Dickens, which is a classic ghost story. And then we have Rod Serling has written a story, Twilight Zone guy, Nothing in the Dark, which is the one that Savannah is in. Then Mr. Harry's in A Telltale Heart by Mr. Poe, Edgar Allan. The Diving Bell, which is written by Arch Obler, who was one of the great radio show writers of his time. Then we have Night Call by Richard Matheson, who's a very famous 1950s writer of sci-fi and horror. And to finish the evening up and to scare the bejeebers out of you, we have Pickman's Model by H.P. Lovecraft.
I've not heard that one yet, so I've always gone from rehearsals by the time they do that one, because it's boys.
they manage to escape early. But yeah, I mean, it's even though it's all about horror stories, I think it's definitely for a good cause. I mean, the horror of cancer alone is something that I think is worth, you know, at least spending a bit. For sure.
And as you said, 100% going to Cancer Relief Centre, which just do such incredible work 365 days a year. So they're certainly going to be benefiting from this. Is this, you mentioned it's storytelling in particular isn't something that you generally do more like kind of acting and the theatre and that kind of stuff. How about the genre of horror or scary stories? Is that like a genre you enjoy? Is it?
I much prefer comedy generally, but it's always nice to go into horror because I think there's something similar, like being scared is a very natural impulse.
Yes.
And sort of, like we like to laugh and sometimes we like to be scared and, someone who likes to listen to a lot of heavy metal music, people ask why, like, why would you like someone shouting at you all the time? Yeah. But it just gives you that adrenaline rush. And I think that's the beauty of horror stories. Mm. And certainly this being the time of year for that sort of stuff, you know, it's, definitely rearing to.
Yeah. Do you usually get into Halloween kind of costumes
or anything? I'm not a Halloween kind of person. Okay. I don't like it. I've always had a bit of a creepy feeling about it. And, you know, like Harry, I don't normally do horror. I don't watch horror. My daughter made me watch Friday Night at Freddy's the other day, and I was weird.
I haven't heard of that one. Is that quite scary?
It's from a video game that's become very popular. Yeah. And it was just weird. But what, in my opinion, it does good to stretch your abilities into, you know, your acting star. Otherwise, you do get typecast.
Yeah,
and,
true.
You know, it's you're using different types of techniques. Mm.
Make yourself more versatile as a performer.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, and Andrew's a very good director and brings, you know, things out of, you know, he's brought things out of my vocal range that I didn't think I, you know, I had. You know, a couple of times he would say, no, don't screech. Okay, no screeching. So, you know, it's not only the people, the stories.
Yeah.
But it's also the people I'm working with who are very, you know, all of them are lovely. You know, I don't think we've mentioned Anthony or Bob, who are great guys and they're great actors, you know, who've been around the scene for many,
many Anthony
years.
Lotho.
Oh, of course, yes.
You've got Chloe Lotho to the, the you know, empire of actors there.
Haven't they been, you know, Anthony and Bob have been working in the scene for, you know, decades.
Well, oh, very much so. So very much so, Tony.
It's, you know, it's a great age range as well, you know. Baby Chloe as well.
Yeah. And even to go back to the storytelling part, which is the beauty, I think the magic about this show is storytelling. Because as you mentioned before, like acting, of course, it's very visual. Mm. But I know Shakespeare is often overquoted, but I think one of the beautiful things, very Shakespearean in the sense that we let the words paint the scene rather than us doing something overly dramatic. Mm. And while there's pictures and audio cues, I think that just helps. It's kind of like the garnish on top of the dish, if that makes sense.
Mm. Brilliant. Well, thank you so much, Ollie, for joining us in the studio this afternoon on Gibraltar Today. It sounds like it's one not to be missed, all for such a brilliant cause. Tomorrow and on Thursday, Halloween itself at the Inters Hall Theatre. Lights Out, Theatre Makers production. You can get your tickets on buytickets.gi. Andrew, Harry, Savannah, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.